Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ooh, I bet you wondered how I knew of chosen hands to make me blue.
As Marvin Gaye brings us back 17 to the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show. Tracy's the president of Commercial Finance Group out of Atlanta. He founded CFG in 1974, and he's here to talk to us about what's going on out there across the marketplace. What's he seeing from his clients and his prospects? Tracy Eden, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, Tracy, we got a new year kicking off. Other than people are getting vaccinated, it doesn't seem like the pandemic. We don't have a lot of really good news about the pandemic. We got a lot of more people dead. We got a lot of folks. Some places are reporting record infections, and the vaccines can't get here soon enough. We got a new administration. All new switch over in all three houses in Washington. As you talk to your folks, and there may be some economic momentum coming out of 2020 with all the money in the economy. What are you seeing out there? What are people telling you?
Well, let me touch on the vaccine real quick. I mean, one of the problems in Georgia is apparently the lowest as a percentage-wise in successfully getting what inventory has been supplied, distributed. But I think what's interesting is talking to a CEO friend of mine who runs a large healthcare facility, the under 30-year-old and specifically under 30-year-old and female are refusing to take it. And they're not sure if it's concern with the makeup of the vaccine, or if it's, I don't feel I need it, mm-hmm. Mindset at that age. So, mm-hmm. And then they also claim that the African-American community is very shy about taking it. So,
wow.
I think.
And they're one of the hardest hit. They're one of the hardest hit of the disease. The disease is hitting them harder than other groups.
But it's, It is not helping the economy.
But I know plenty of older people who need the vaccine who can't get it right now.
Well, I think you'll see a shift trying to address it from a different directive.
In what way?
Given the well, so they came out starting with frontline workers and so forth, and I think you're going to see them pivot because these frontline workers are saying, "Hey, I don't want to take it." At least the youthful ones,
right? Right.
So, I think you'll see a pivot.
But isn't the vaccine rollout getting most people inoculated? Isn't that a key to getting this economy back on track? Getting it opened up where we can start moving about our lives and without feeling afraid of each other and worried about the next shoe to drop from a governor?
I think it'll help, yes. But I think the media has we could spend a couple hours on your show talking about this, Jim.
Yeah.
I think if you really look at this, it's a bad flu. It's a really bad flu. We've had other flus that have been much more aggressive. I forget if it was the swine that came out and went after children.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 2009, 2010, but we never closed the schools for that.
Right.
And now we're coming back and closing the schools. Fulton County.
So you think a lot of what's going on is political? You think it's political approach to things?
Yeah.
I think it's been politicized. The media today is political, 100% political.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's been politicized. I think it's been, manipulated to the advantage of, whatever political party that they're, which I think is demonizing Trump,
right.
And now Biden's going to be coming out with $100 million to help distribute it, and, you know, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know, I do think there needs to be some level of this getting out into the to the population in order for us to start to normalize. Because
do you see us any time in 2021 where the full economy is opened up, where people feel like they can stand in line for a burger or an airport and not be without masks and not be afraid of other people? Do you think that'll happen this year?
Today, I don't see that.
Yeah.
No.
Which is a natural or an unnatural hindrance to business, isn't it?
Well, I think you have seen, and I've got an office in L.A. We've got people that we work with in New York. I think you've seen these lockdown cities. There's been a flight to leave because people can't survive. Even in the, when you take in Georgia, where a family has lived in a certain area, school systems have operated a certain way, they've forced this schooling from home, which has impacted the couple that both work. They've left. They've moved out to the suburbs or to the rural areas where schools are fully open, and, you know, relocated their jobs.
Yeah. Crazy times we've gotten ourselves into. We got to figure out
a way
to resolve this, folks, and get back to something that actually was working before this happened. And I still think China should be made to pay a price for this. I just can't imagine they can get away with this. 10 Tail, right back with Tracy Eden. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.